base. He hold enough lamed base on a base on top. Omer Reb Lozer that gedolah tefila yosim and meisim toivim.
Gedolah is greater than meisim toivim. Why sheimuchah gadol the meisim toivim? Who was a greater person in doing meisim toivim? Yosim and Moshe Rabbeinu, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe did tremendous meisim toivim. His afal pikein loy nene ela betzvila. He was only nene. He only was answered from a kodesh baruch hu with the koyach of tzvila. Shenema the pasuk says al toisiv daber elai. A kodesh baruch hu, we spoke that before. A kodesh baruch hu had to tell Moshe, please don't daven to me anymore about going into Eretz Yisrael. And the samachlei right away the pasuk says alei roish hapiska. He's come up to the roish hapiska and a kodesh baruch hu at least showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael. But to come into Eretz Yisrael he wasn't zoicha. So Rashi says, "Alei roish hapisko, bidvar tefila zu." This was tzitzil haroish choisa. Because of this tefila, you were zeicha that you at least be able to see Eretz Yisrael. So really, it's a little kasha. The pasuk says, "Al toisav davar elai," means don't talk to me anymore. And we spoke out. Moshe was mispalel of 516 tefilas going to Eretz Yisrael, and the Medrash said if he would have davened one more tefila, he would have went in. But Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell him, "Al toisav, don't daven to me anymore about it." So Lukur, he wasn't nene with this tefila. So Mashon learns of Pshat was after Hashem told him stop davening for this, then Moshe started to daven at least to see Eretz Yisrael, and that he was zeicher right away. That's the next pasuk, Alei Roish Hapiska. Like come up and I'll show you Eretz Yisrael. So Tzayis speaks out. Deilu tefila and Maasem for late tefila. It means tefila and Maasem Tovim together is better than just Maasem Tovim. Shrei Moshe Rabbein Olashol Mafal Pishoyi Biyod Maasem Tovim Hutzrachu Tefila. So it means to say that even though you have the koyach of Meisim Toivim, with that alone you can't get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, I think Mashur, Adam Mephoshim said, of Shat, of Neshula says, Tzadikim don't like to take from their own Meisim Toivim. Even though they have Meisim, they don't like to use up their own Chusim, say Hashem, give me something because of my Chusim. The way they do it is by davening, by Kosher Rachman. That's why I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I don't deserve it, still give it to me, B'teros Rachmanis. So that's the koyach of Tzvila that's greater to receive things than the koyach of Meisim Toivim. V'yomer Rav Loza. Gedola tainis yesim that stoka. Tainis is greater than giving stoka. My timer, zebe gufa, zebe mamoina. His first thing is the gufa, that's the biggest thing. Zebe mamoina, giving stoka, you give away your money, but it doesn't have to do with you so much. Hashanke, to fast, that's a bigger inyan. Even though the Gemara before we had on the above said that the inyan of tainis is stoka, to be able to give stoka, it just means that tainis should bring you to also do stoka. But the ikar of kindness is greater than the inyan of giving stoker. Something you do begufa is a greater inyan than do it just for the moment. Yom Rav Loza, G'day Lord Tfilu Yesim and a Kabonis. Davening is even greater than Kabonis. Shenema Raif in the Pasuk Yishayom, Lomli Rav Zecheichem, first the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, if you're chayt, you're doing chatoyim, what are you bringing me Kabonis for? I don't need you Kabonis. Well, the next Pasuk says also, Uferishchem Katechem. Like when you spread your hands out and daven to me, who needs it either? Like first Hashem says, I don't need your kabbonis. And then he had to say another thing, I don't need your tefillah. So if kabbonis is greater than tefillah, so if Hashem first said, I don't need your kabbonis, treat that I don't need your tefillah either. So if Hashem first told Christ, I don't need the kabbonis, you're showing him now, don't do it twice. Then he had to say another thing, don't doubt it to me, it's a riot, tefillah is greater. Nam Rabbi Yechanan, kol koyin shorah gets a nefesh. If a koyin killed somebody, a tefillah b'shoigeg, it's lo yisets kabbon. He's not supposed to duchen anymore. Shenema yodeichem domo maleyu. Since your hands was full of dam, so you're not supposed to duchen. Rashi, Parishchem Kafechem, Ilav the Gedola Tfilo, if not the Tfilo is greater than Kabonis, is Kivan Dioma, Lomli Rosachechem, since Hashem already said, I don't need the Kabonis, Lomli so Parishchem. Why does Hashem have to say again, don't daven to me? Parfilo Zachayim Lonichli. And the Maid of Pshat is that Tfilo is greater than Kabonis. So maybe Hashem doesn't just want your Kabonis. But maybe the tefillah does want to mention even that now. V'yom Rav Loza, v'yom shechor beis hamikdash ninelu shari tefillah. That when beis hamikdash was in Nechrav, so that was the shiurim to daven, ikat tefillah in the beis hamikdash, it was closed shari tefillah. That means not that it's legamri closed, but it's harder to daven. Shem doesn't listen so easy. Shenemar gam tiyezek v'yashaveya shosam tefillosi. Even when I do daven to Hashem, it shosam Hashem where I close the tefillah. V'yafal pi. Sheshari tefillah ninulu, or b'shari dimulah ninulu. If you daven with crying, with tears, that was lo ninulu. Shenema Hashimu tefillosi Hashem v'savosi yazinu el dimosi al techrash. To my dimosi, to my crying, don't be quiet, al techrash. So what's the right in the pasuk? Rashi al techrash. Midloik siv es dimosi tira. He didn't have to, David didn't have to say, like, see my crying. The Shema Mina, Nirasi Lufonim, that Zicha, the crying goes up to Hashem. The Shorim are not closed, the Zicha goes to Hashem. The Ein Tzorech L'Sparol Shet HaKabul Lufonim. You only have to daven that Hashem should be Mekabul, you're crying, your dimmer. But Pshiti, it goes in front of Hashem. Rava Legoza Tanisa B'yay Mediba. On the day when it was cloudy, so Rava wasn't grazed with Tainis, then they had a daven for Geshem. He said, he holds not as a man to daven to Hashem. When Hashem covers you up with clouds, like go away from davening. Like it's a mashlaz, like Hashem is covering up, saying there's a bigger mechitza between me and you. That's right, that day he doesn't want you to daven to him. At least not the union of kindness. V'yom Reb Loza, miyoyim shechor beis hamikdash, nifseko choymez bazo ben yisro alavim shebashamayim. We have a new wall, iron wall, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His mom, we had the Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah was right in front of us. There was no Hasaka, Hashem was very close to us, the Shekhinah was here. After the Korban HaBayis, the Shekhinah like went upstairs, it's not by us. So there's a big mechitza of a baza between us. Shinema v'yatzor kach l'cho machavaz baza v'nasat o'iso, tir baza v'incho v'nir. So just telling you now that now when we daven to Hashem, we have to daven much harder than Amon. It's not a Beis HaMikdash, Hashem was right there, he heard our tefillahs, it was much easier to daven. Now that there's a mechitza san basel, you have to work harder to daven. Rashi v'nesanto isa kir basel, similar mechitzas basel, now second v'nele benon. It's like an iron curtain between us and Hashem. Right, Omer Rab Chonin, Omer Rabbi Chanina, kol hamarech b'tfilosoi ein tfilosoi chazeres reitim. If you daven long shemun esrei, so your tfil will be nishma, doesn't come back, ein chazeres, doesn't come back empty-handed. And Hashem will be mekayim what you asked for. Hashem listened to me. So you see, if you daven, Hashem listens. What's the way he was marich? I don't know what the way that he was marich. Right, it's not like this. The Yomer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechiden, kol hamarich b'tfilosoi, u'ma'ayin bo. If you're marich, you daven long shemun esrei. But ma'ayim bo, that means you're ma'ayim into it, you're looking and waiting to see if you get answered or not. His soif bolo de koy of leid. At the end, they come to a hot condition. Shenama techeles moshecho machla leid. If you're waiting and hoping for something, it's just going to break a hot condition by you. In other words, you daven and you're waiting to say that to see if you answer from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and vice versa, Hashem doesn't answer you. So while since you're waiting for the answer, your heart goes on you in between. I call upon him to see if you're ma'arich and you're tfilosi, Hashem doesn't answer you. So it's a theorem. Before we said if you're ma'arich with tfilosi, Hashem does listen to you. And here it says, Ma'itakante, what's the Eitzer over here? There's Yastik for Torah. Learn Torah. Shenama v'yetzchayim to'avah bo. If you learn Torah, then you type what you want will come to you. See, so here the person was davening and he was hoping to get a Yeshua, to get an answer, and it didn't come. How do you get the answer? By learning Torah, then Hashem will answer you. V'yein etzchayim ala Torah. Etzchayim always means Torah. First we said of Yemarach Mitzvah, that Kodesh Baruch listens to you, and now it's saying Vaked, you get a heart condition. But the more like Kasha, Ha de Ma'arech Umayin Bo. In the second case, Yemarach, you daven more, but right away you're waiting to hear the truth, you're waiting for Hashem's answer. As you're only davening, Hashem's answer you right away. That's no good. Ha de Ma'arech Umayin Bo. In the first case, is if you daven good to Kodesh Baruch, now be talking. Who said Hashem has to answer you right away? You're not waiting right away for the answer, that's a good meeting. If you're waiting and hoping that Hashem should do what you asked for, since you daven long, it won't come out, Hashem won't do it. You're going to be waiting for nothing. It hurts the heart then. Somebody's waiting for something, hoping for it, it doesn't come, you get a heart condition. You're waiting for it. Eitzchayim taiva bo, seifa shemik rezeh, says the Rebbe. Eitzchayim, then the taiva, what you want will come. What's the Eitzchayim? It means Torah. Omer Rabbi Choma, Rabbi Chanina, Imro Adam, and Tosis also said the same thing with another kasha from the Gemara later, the same Teretz. He just says, if Yeshloimah, the Trey Iyun Tfila Yesh, there are two types of Iyun Tfila. Yesh Iyun Tfila, the Hoka, Matapa, Shetava, Bakshosai. If you stand waiting that Hashem should answer you, that's no good. But the Yin Tfil Dosam Shemechavan is Libu Tfilah. That's a good Iyun Tefillah. If you just, Iyun means you're Mayan in the Tefillah, means you're davening with a lot of Kavanah, that's a good. You're not only davening Kavanah to be answered right away, you're davening good Kavanah, that's good. That's for Shana, first Maroso. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to you. Right, so Omer Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Imru Adam Shispalo Vleinena, you daven, and Hashem didn't answer you right away, don't be Miyayish. No Yachsav Yispalo, daven a second time. Shenema Kaveel Hashem Chazak V'yamet V'dechom V'kaveel Hashem Lochem O'davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, two times. As you said already, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 516 times to get in Eretz Yisrael. Matfiyah V'eschanan. And the Medrash says, if he would have davened one more time, he would have got in. So you can never give up by davening. Tzad Rabbon, Avod Tzrichin Chizik. Four things make Chizik. Something Gemara, only four things. Everything is included in these four things. Treat everything needs Chizik. What they Elohim, Torah, learning Torah needs Chizik. And you have to mechazik yourself, because the Yetzer is there to stop you, so you have to work on yourself. Or Ma'isim Tovim, to do good deeds, also the Yetzer is there to stop you, so you have to work on yourself to do it. Tefillah, to daven with kavon is very hard, you have to work on yourself. But derech eretz, means you do your business, you have to do it d'amuna, you have to do it emistik. So the Kurud, this is the whole life of a person. Well, it's four, just four things, each is it. Toiro Ma'isim Tovim, minan, how do you know? Shinema rak hazak v'emetz noid, lishma v'lasas v'chol ha'toiro. Is chazek, that means b'torah. Strengthen yourself in learning Torah. V'ameit b'maisim toivim. Also, you have to strengthen yourself to do maisim toivim. Tzvilu minayin, shenem on the puzzle we had before. Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yemes lebecha. V'kaveh al Hashem. Kaveh my lashon like davening to Hashem. And chazak v'yemes lebecha. Strengthen yourself. Derech eretz minayin, shenem ha'chazek v'nitzchazek b'ademeinu. And be mitzchazek yourself b'ademeinu when you do things for the purpose of the folk, of the nation. It means to keep yourself alive, the panosi you do. Rashi, kavei v'chazek v'lotimsha yodcha ela chazek v'kavei. Daven strong and don't give up and do it again. Tzrich and chizik Rashi is yitzchazek godim v'en tomid v'kol koichai. Kesei v'yat v'chazek yourself in these things and v'kol koichai. Starting off a little bit. Because the Yetzer is always there to stop us. Derech eretz Rashi, in umen hu v'mnosei. If you have a profession, in your profession, what you're doing, you have to do it d'amuna. In soichru, if you're a salesman, the soichru is ferosei, how you sell the things. If you're a panosa, you're working as you're in the army, you have to do it good. So whatever you do, you have to mechazik and do it b'amun. Right, the Vatoymet Tzion, Yerushalayim said, Azavani Hashem, Vashem Shechoni. Two things, Hashem left me and Hashem forgot me. For at the Gemara, Lechura, Hainu Azun, Hainu Shchucha, it's the same thing. Forgetting and leaving is the same thing. A person gets married to a second wife, is Rishoina Zoicher Maisa Rishoina. That at least, even though he got married to a second wife, he still remembers what the first one was like, what the first wife was like. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zavtoni, you left us now, it's the after the Churban Abayis, and you forgot the good things we did beforehand. How could you say that? Viti, like Knesset Yisrael, Yud Deis Mazoles Berosev Rekiah. There are 12 different mazolas in Rekiah. We are called mazol, each mazol, barosiloi, shloishim chil. Exactly, 30 chil. These all different type of sorrow of like leaders. We are called chayo, v'chayo, barosiloi, shloishim aguyin. So now there's a sergeant in place, different one in charge. We are called login, v'login, barosiloi, shloishim hitim. For every login, that general has another thing, a rehitim, another person that takes over him. We are another starlight. We are called rehitim, v'rehitim, barosiloi, shloishim kartim. Yaakov Katan, Vakatim, Rosalay, Shleshim, Gistra, all different type of sergeants, of people in charge. Yaakov Gistra, Vagistra, Talisi Boy, Ayahongan Shemayim, Sholosh Meyas, 300, Oshishim, Achamation, 65, Alfei Revuya, 110,000, Koychovim, that's how many stars there are in the Shemayim. Mamish Meridik, and the millions and millions of stars that Kosh Roka put in the Shemayim. Each one of these, he put 365, 100,000, 100,000. Kineged Yemoy Sachama, the Kulam, all these stars, Leberos Yelabeshvilcha, I only created all these things for Klal Yisrael. Hashem created the whole world for Klal Yisrael. The Yata Mata Zaftoni Vishachtoni, new Klal Yisrael can say, I forgot you. Hatishkach Isha Ula, means Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach Eloys, Elem, Opitchway Rechomim, Shekraft Lepone Bamidbar. Do you think I forgot the Kabon she brought you in the Midbar? Yes, I remember the good things you did. Rashi says what login and captain and consistent, Rashi Shaino Shal Shurara. These are all different names of Shurara, of like leaders. could go in Shultain, the Hegmain, the Doiches, Upchos. All different type of leaders in the Rikiyam, and each one has this amount of stars to him. Shashi Ula, to my Oilers for Kabonis. That forget the Kabonis is born in the Midbar. Is Amla for the Banish Lerner. Now that you're telling me you don't forget anything, you remember everything we did, maybe now you won't forgive us with the chet egel we did. Even this I'll forget also, because I'll be my chayu. Almost one rabbanu shlolem. Hayo v'yeh shikol of nechitzik avadecho, shema tishkach li ma'isa sinai. Abizoy, maybe you forget the nasa v'nishma that we said by ha-sinai. The schus we had then. Or my law, Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Klai Yisrael, but no ichu yesh kachecho, I won't forget you. Zayin of the Yom Rav Lozen Rav Oishia, my dixiv gam elot shkachano, I will forget the ma'isa egel, Kodesh Baruch Hu forget the ma'isa egel, the Rabbi Mechapadim. V'yeh no ichu yesh kachecho, zeh ma'isa sinai. Kodesh Baruch Hu won't forget all the schus we had by sinai. Rashi benochi ze mayt sine shnema boy nekh shmotekh. Zot mar vayt. Chasid mar shoyn the mishne said ho yishoyim shvachas. The chasid mar shoyn them used to wait 1 hour before they started to daven, and 1 hour they davened, and 1 hour after davening they used to wait. So the kids took them 9 hours a day to daven. So the mar yishoyim we know how to mil. They what you're supposed to wait a little bit before you start davening. Om Rav Yeshua, Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Om Akro. Ashra Yeshua v'sech. It's a good thing to sit down in the house first. Means before you start davening, sit down a little bit. But it doesn't mean sit down. It means Shrash Yeshev Etzechom V'Hodei Yaluchem. Then you pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means first wait a few minutes. Be misbeinin into what you're going to do. Yet your machshav is right to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'Yom Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Ham Nispalel Tzorach L'Shoy Yeshua Achat Achat Filosei. It's another thing. After you get finished davening Shemoneh Esrei, you also have to wait an hour. Shenemar Ach Tzadikim Yoidu L'Shmecha Yeshu Yesharim Es Panecha. Mashu Yeshu, they'll still sit. And if they see your face, they'll still sit. Shrashi yodu l'shmecha, for hoda yesh v'shor mespenechi. After they daven to you, they'll also sit. Tanya nam yorchi, ham nispalum you go to daven shmon esrei, so if she yeshor shor achat kodim tfilosi. So lamayis, even though by the chesidim or shoyim, they mamish waited a full hour, halacha doesn't mean you have to wait a full hour. Shor usually means a time, a little bit, that be you wait some time before him. Like you're saying, that's the minyan why we, by mincha, we say Ashrei before Shemoneh Esrei. That's called Yishor. You're supposed to wait and be misbrain a little bit before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, at least. But the chassidim, they used to wait a complete hour. Yeah. Harasi says, I'm a spalal sorach shishor shachas kredim tfilosai. Vishor achas achat tfilosai. Kredim tfilosai, how do you know minayin shenema Ashrei shor vesecho? And then you start davening. You first sit down and wait, be misbrain a little bit what you're doing, then daven. Yachat filosim nine dechsev ach tzadikim yod l'shmechem. The tzadikim, when they did daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeshu yishor mes penecha. Then they sat down. They still sat there. Tzon rabbonim, chassidim or yishoyim or yishoyim shuachas. They used to wait a complete hour. O mispalin shuachas. Then the Shemoneh Esrei took them a complete hour. The chayzim yishoyim shuachas. And after Shemoneh Esrei, they waited a third hour. Prati gemara. V'chimachas yishoyim tisha shoyiz b'yoyim. V'tzvilo terosim heich mishtameris. If they daven 9 hours a day, how do they remember the Torah they learned? So it's a sign to dig. The Gemara doesn't say, how did they learn Torah? The Gemara says, how do they remember the Torah? Heich mishtameres. How is it mishtama watched by you? So it also says a vort here that you can't become a chassid right away. First of all, you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Halachah says these chassidim first learned. They knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Later they became a chassid. So that the Gemara now that they're a chassid, who doesn't forget what they learned? How would they remember all the learning they learned before? But to start to be a chassid right away, you get nowhere. Is the Morris Berdig is Heich Mishtam Rosen. How do they remember it all? Or Malachtan Heich Nasan. How do they do Malacha now? You spend 9 hours davening a day. How much more time do you have left? And the Gemara, Elimitech Shechassidim Heim. So Rosen Mishtam Eris. The Pshat is they won't forget. They have a school now. They do Yira Shemayim. They won't forget the learning. It doesn't say they'll learn this way. Just says they won't forget to learn. The Rosh and Mishtameres, the Torah is Mishtamer by them. When Malach and Mishtamerechus, the little bit of Malacha they do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them a bracha, and a little bit they'll do, they'll be able to have Panosim. Shash Yetish Shoshoyz, Lisholosh Tfilis, there are 3 davenings, and 3 hours each one. The Rosh and Mishtameres, Rashi, Batech Libon, Shein Tamud and Mishtarek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi, just means they won't forget what they learned. I, where they learned in the first place, about it they learned before they came Chassidim. Avol Malacha, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to accept. They say the vote is that it says Miyala Bahashem Yakum can catch him. In Tfilah, the Maori says it's a lotion that Dovah Shaim Brumeshalam. that davening is also a friend of the person that picks you up. Like you're davening, you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a certain feeling on you that feeling shouldn't go away so fast. You're mavazah to learning, the davening. If right after davening, you go and do whatever you want, you're mavazah, that's madrega you got to. So you got to such a high madrega, when it goes down afterwards, you can't go down so fast. You have to wait another hour, like to keep it in you a little bit, not to lose it right away. But and Mishnah says, "Afilu haMelech Shel B'Shloim Lo Yishivenu." If you daven Shem Esrei, even a Melech comes and gives you Shalom, you're not supposed to answer him back. Omer Rabbi Yosef Lo Yishonim LaMalcha Yisrael. Some Yiddish Melech says, "There's no sakana. If you're not going to answer him back, he knows you davening to Hashem. He's not going to have any time. Is why you didn't answer me." Av LaMalcha Yakma, the Goyish King comes, then you have right to answer him back. Why? Because the Rashi says, "Poisik Shem Yagenu." Maybe you're coming too. Then it's a sakana Nefashis. If Stam a King, the Goyish King gives you Shalom, you don't answer him back, he can kill you. So sakana, you don't have to put yourself even during Shem Esrei. So Pasha, the Alokha's Paisik here always means by talking, that you're allowed to talk. But the Mal, you have no head to talk in the middle of Shemon Esrei. You'll soon say, Stam to walk and to do something, that I'm always a bigger head to. But here, the Chiddush is when you're allowed to talk. So only Akum is a Konos to Pasha, you're allowed to talk. But it's not fuel, that's something else, that's not Algemari though. That's okay, something. You're talking about two.
What is it? It's
not
the same time
as this,
but I mean, it's you're being worried
for
something.
All right,
you're worried about.
All right, all right. If you're davening and you see somebody coming to you, an honest question, someone, a guy with a gun there, he's going to force you to you do something. Bokenegdoi. Or a Roy Kroin, Bokenegdoi. You saw the Kroin means a wagon with the horses coming next to you. Lo yehei mafsik, you shouldn't be mafsik. Elo mekatze v'yoyla, daven fast. So here, even though it's a mokum sakona, it says you shouldn't be mafsik. So it says the Eitzer is trying to daven a little bit fast and finish. So somewhere mekatze v'yoyla means Rashi. I shouldn't say. Somewhere mekatze v'yoyla means each bracha. Just say the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha. Like you can even skip the words in between, but try and get finished davening fast. But you shouldn't be mafsik. And here, it's also sakonas nefoshes. And the more kasha, or the yesh lekatze yikatze, v'yemla poisik. About if you could daven faster and finish from next before the sakana comes, that's the best eitzer. But lo yisu, you can't finish first, then you have to answer back. So that's why the malchus akam also. If you're afraid, it'll kill you. So if you can finish fast and answer good, if not, you have to answer right away. Tana rabbonin, ma'itzah b'chosad echad shoyim mispalo b'derek. Bo sar echad kur goyish sar, a goyish king, a sar was there. Benoisim l'shalom, he gave him shalom. Lo hechsel l'shalom, he didn't give him back shalom aleichem. Aleichem shalom. Him to Moise to the sun, where did Asher Shayim Tfilosi? That there, Herod's from the way till he finished davening. But Yaakov Shayim Tfilosi, Yomalei, the star told this chosid, Reka, you're an empty person. But like chosid was Arashim, it says in your Torah, Raki Shom l'chor Shmo Nashiko, Hovsiv Nishmarte Moid Nashasechim. You're supposed to watch yourself, that means you're not supposed to put yourself in a mokim Pekuach Nefesh. When I gave you shalom, how come you didn't answer me? If I would have chopped off your head, who would have been tevei your dam? You would have killed yourself. You brought it upon yourself by not answering me. Is me the dimcha midi? Who wouldn't mean anything? I could have killed you like nothing. It's miyadi. Miyadi. Yeah. Like, who's going to tevei you? Who's going to ask it? I could have done it. Nobody would have any time at all. Omalei sechos, it says, himtimli atchefai sechem b'dvorm. Wait until I've been pious so you have a good time now. Let me explain myself. Omalei, ilo ho yiso em lukmei melech bosa v'dor. I would have been standing in front of a regular king. Ubo chavercho, and yechavi, your friend, would come. V'nos mecho shalom, is while you're talking to the great king, one of your chaver and one of your friends will come and give you shalom aleichem. Is, ho yisi masalai, would I answer the person, or would you answer the person aleichem shalom? Omalei la, the Tzar said, no, Avadi, he's one of the king. You don't talk to your own friends. And if I would have here answered my friend, what would the king do? He would chop off your head with their sword. Omalei, so the Chosi answered that to the Tzar, Avadi, v'loi dvorim kal v'chaymer. We'd just be standing in front of a king of this world. Shayoyim Khan, the king is only alive today for his lifetime. Umacha the Kevin, the coming time is going to die. And still you wouldn't answer somebody else. I was like, Ani, Shayyisayim Lufne Melech Malach El Nochem Gadish Baruchu, that Chai Vekayim Laad, Lomi Alomim, Alachas Kamo Vekamo, that I should not stop to answer you, but I should rather continue davening. Is miyad nisfayis, rather his nisfayis, the person is a star. The niftar is a chosla based lashon, the chosla went home to shalom. So Psham the mice, I don't know if it's a look or not, because who is the student of the Gemara? The Gemara before just was a mice not like that. If you have a melech akum, it's as far as the foshers, you're not supposed to be nasty. So clear what this mice, who is a mice lister here? But the time was a time you're supposed to do that. You're a mitzvah, you don't have to put yourself in the Gemara.
Maybe
it was like
the
Gemara before,
it's nothing wrong. But if you think
that
you know the
sound
that he was a reasonable guy, you could take
a few. Maybe. If you know him, the Khuri Hebrew, he didn't know the guy before him, though. The guy said, I have a right to kill you. But you have to say it's a Maisu, he knew this sound was a nice guy. He knew that he wouldn't kill him. Right? That's a shrimp. Right. Mishnah says in the middle of, even if there's a snake around your leg, around your Afil Nochesh Karech Alikvay on your heel, it's lo yas. Right, the yafsa can mean you shouldn't talk. Like you shouldn't call somebody, come and help me, bring the knife. That you're not allowed to say. But avad, you are allowed to walk away or to shake him off your leg, that you're allowed to do. Or to pick him up and throw him away, that you're allowed to. Yikav Saki here is talking, you're not allowed to. Omer Rav Sheish is Loshanuela Nochish, only a snake. And vice versa, like the Shalmi Satay brings down, it's a tame snake or a snake, you're not afraid he's going to bite. He's not oimit to bite. Abel Akrof, that's a wild snake like this, oimit to bite right away, then poisik. Then you're allowed to talk in the middle of Shemnesa and tell somebody, come and help me. Like, you're not mechuyev to stay there and be bit by the snake. So, I'm not sure if it's only because Akrav was a poisonous snake. Could be even if it's not poisonous snake. But it's time to get bit from the snake and I'm mechuyev to stay there. So that Allah knows he had a head to be masik. He's either by a nochesh, stam nochesh, doesn't even bite. He's not oimit to bite you. So therefore, you're not supposed to be masik and talk. But Akrav is oimit to bite you, then you have a right to talk. As Rashi say, Aval Akrav Poisik, Rashi Venoitloi Lefish, and Venoitloi, you gotta take him away, or call somebody to take him away. Lefisha Akrav, the Gir says, Muchin Laakets, he's Oimit to bite. Yose Mishet Nochesh Muchin Lishach. More than a snake is Oimit to bite. So Rashi doesn't say, because he's a poisonous snake, and the other one's not. It's only that the Akrav is Oimit to bite more. So you're not Mukhir to get yourself bit, for that you'll have to call somebody to help you. The man they say, "Nofel agayv haroyis." Somebody fell into the lion's pit. Is ain meidin olav shemeis. And then you go away. You're not allowed to go back home and tell his wife. You know, I know your husband is meis. You can't be meis. Your husband is meis. Why? Well, some say because not zicha the lions eat him up. Vashenke nofel lechafira mol nechoshim. You fall into a pit that's full of nechoshim, full of snakes. The akrovim meidin olav shemeis. Then you are allowed to be meis that is meis. So here you see what even nechoshim bite you and kill you. So it's shver, but that's what's saying, stam nechoshim, don't bite. And they were saying, you fall into a pit with us snakes there, you could be needed, you can never on zikha, they bit him and they killed him. And the Gemara, shani hosom, the agav itzitza mati. As if we throw you into the pit and it hurts you, and you hurt the snake, when you come down, you fall on them, and you hurt the snake, so you like bother them, it's for sure they'll come and bite you back. Then it's kamat zikha, they'll kill you. Mashenka by says, Nari is not that way. Nari, it's possibly just got finished his supper. And can I know after he finished his supper, he doesn't need you anymore. So it's not zich, he'll eat you up. Avai says, but a snake here, we're afraid you bother him, he'll like bite you back, not eat you, but just time to get even on you. Shashi, ain midin olav loymel ishtoi meiz balcha. If you see the guy fall into the den of lions, you can't go to his wife and say, no cloyas miz meiz. La tiru nos, you get married to somebody else. Pomim. Why? Pomim, shein ha royis raven. Amor, you caught the lion when he's not hungry right now. He just got finished eating. Yein eichel meisai, he has no use for you. He won't touch you. Hashem lechoshem v'akruvim, oizeh oizeh, midin olav shemeis. Alma, muad hanachish lisha. You see, clodeh Dubai. And also, I know, you see when they bite, they can kill you. Zichra, sakonas lechoshes here. Maybe they'll kill you. That when you fall down on them and you hurt them, so then they'll come and hit you back. Mashenkin, if you're davening Shemanesu, you didn't touch them. Just they come and you will go around your foot. Vice the Gemara knew that they're not oimid to bite. And the Chula, this is telling the Teva, if you know the snake is oimid to bite, then about your ladder, be mafsik and tell somebody to help you. I says me down to Yishalmi. Yishalmi koma dimhoya nachash marsiya. You see, an angry snake. Lovi connect they poisik. If Yishabah connect the calf, he's coming, he's angry at you, then avada, umaskavu nazikud. He's miskavun to bite you, then avada, he could stop. But the Gemara's talking about a nice, peaceful snake. At least the Gemara, at least then they knew at least that this snake is not going to do anything to you. So in such a case, you have a hit.
Otherwise,